gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Shankara Building Products Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sayam Bokharna from TIL Advisors. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Avirat. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for taking out the time to join us in this Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Shankara Building Products Limited. The investor presentation and press release has already been uploaded on the stock exchange and on the company website. If you wish to be added to our mailing list, please feel free to write to us. To take us through today's results, we have with us from the management team, Mr. Sukumar Srinivas, Managing Director, Mr. Dhananjay Mirle Srinivas, Executive Director, and Mr. Alex Varghese, Chief Financial Officer. We will begin with a brief overview of the quarter from Mr. Dhananjay Mirle Srinivas, followed by a Q&A session. Please note that any forward-looking statement made during this call should be considered in conjunction with the risk and uncertainties that we face. These risks and uncertainties have been detailed in our annual report. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Srinivas. Over to you, sir.
Good morning and thank you for joining us today for the Q1 FY26 earnings call of Shankara Building Products Limited. As we start this new financial year, I am pleased to present an overview of our recent performance and highlight the key developments of the quarter. We are happy to report that we have continued our robust volume growth in the steel business. This quarter, we achieved a significant milestone by delivering 2.38 lakh tons in steel volume. This represents a 35% year-on-year growth and stands as our highest ever Q1 volume, setting a strong tone for FY26. Our non-steel business recorded a 5% growth year-on-year. EBITDA margins improved to 3.58% in Q1 FY26 compared to 3.2% in Q4 FY25 and Q1 of FY25. As a result, EBITDA rose to rupees 59 crores, reflecting a 43% year-on-year growth. Despite our expanding scale, we maintained strict control over working capital, which averaged 29 days this quarter versus 30 days in FY25. This working capital discipline also allowed us to keep our finance costs in check. As a result, net profit for the quarter stood at rupees 32 crores, marking a 102% year-on-year increase. We remain the clear market leader in South India across both retail and non-retail verticals. Retail growth was healthy as our same-store sales growth, SSSG, reached 22% in Q1 FY26, up from 14% in FY25. The first quarter saw subdued demand for steel and building materials. There was an early onset of monsoons in May in many parts of the country, and infrastructure and construction activities witnessed a slower than anticipated recovery. In spite of these challenging conditions, Shankara recorded a double-digit growth in both volume and value, coming in at 35% and 27% respectively. All our steel segments saw good growth, led by flat products at 65%, roofing at 35%, pipes and tubes at 32% all year-on-year. Our non-steel segment faced headwinds and recorded only a 5% growth year-on-year, led by our plumbing products at a 15% growth and relatively flat sales in the other segments consisting of tiles, fittings, etc. On the operational front, we have inaugurated two new fulfillment centers, one in Jabalpur, MP, further cementing our presence in Central India, and two in Ganavaram, near Vijayawada, AP, strengthening logistics and service capacity in that region. We continue to follow our approach to establish a strong steel foundation first before expanding to non-steel operations. Another notable development this quarter was a margin improvement in both non-retail and manufacturing operations, which had faced headwinds in the previous year. In regards to our demerger process, all matters as required by NCLT have been provided. The matter is in front of the Honorable Tribunal and the next hearing is scheduled for end August 25, where we anticipate receiving the final NCLT order on the scheme of the demerger. All requisite actions from our side are complete, and upon receipt of the NCLT order, we will promptly move forward with ROC filings and related processes. Consequently, we now anticipate concluding the demerger in Q3 FY26. We are confident of continuing our growth story in the ensuing quarters, and are on track for achieving our target of 1 million tons for FY26. The company is working hard to achieve the targeted non-steel numbers in the coming quarters. RBI's recent policy measures, including rate cuts and liquidity infusions, should provide some impetus to the construction, realty, and building material industry. Shankara continues to be a unique marketplace in the building material industry, with a strong presence in steel and a growing non-steel business. Shankara has 126 fulfillment centers, which includes 93 operational stores, spread across 1.3 million square feet in 10 states and one union territory of India. Shankara has a strong logistics network, ensuring seamless access for our customers. Our operations have penetrated at a grassroots level with a strong presence in Tier 1 and Tier 2 and Tier 2 and Tier 3 towns and cities, apart from key metros and capitals in our geography. We are truly an omnichannel marketplace representing multi-brands across multiple verticals, giving our customers last-mile service. Shankara is a trusted leader in the building materials sector, committed to quality, affordability, and customer satisfaction. Thank you all for your attention. We are now ready to open the floor for any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Netik from NV Alpha Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats on a good set of numbers. My first question is, sir, you know, we have seen margins improve significantly in our enterprise segment. So just wanted to understand, are these margins sustainable in the enterprise segment, or are there any one-offs in this?
The enterprise business, yes. I think one of the key factors that has happened in Q1 is there has not been a huge inventory drop as such. So that has certainly helped us in the, you know, sustaining margins in the quarter one. So I believe that if the overall, looking at the current conditions, I do believe that enterprise margins are sustainable.
Right, so the 2.5% margins are sustainable in the enterprise segment.
Yeah.
Because we have not seen such margins in the past 7-8 quarters. That's the reason I am asking.
Yes.
Right. Got it. And so my second question is, you know, despite such high growth in enterprise channel, which I assume would majorly be steel, and less growth in the non-steel retail business, our working capital has, stayed very much in control. So is it safe to assume that, the non-steel retail segment is more working capital intensive than the steel business?
Definitely, I think non-steel, we do have a little bit more of inventory holding because of how we cater to customers branching over multiple verticals and SKUs. So there's a limited amount of increase, you would say, in working capital for non-steel.
So what is the difference in the working capital, sir, if I may ask, between non-steel and steel?
Yeah, non-steel, approximately around 40 days of network capital is there. As Mr. Dhanajay said, inventory will be on the higher side. We'll be keeping more inventory over there.
Sorry, sir, I did not get the number. You mentioned one.
Non-steel will be around 40 days of working capital because the inventory holding is a bit higher there.
Right. Got it, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kushal Kasliwal from Inward Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. So just a long-term perspective on the company and, pardon me if this is a repetitive question because I've started looking at your company very recently. Sir, what has changed for the company in the last 2-3 years? Because previously we were not growing as ambitiously and our same-store sales growth also seems to be like very high versus some of the other peers which have also reported their numbers. So what has been our key differentiator for the company over the last 2-3 years?
I think the key differentiator is that the company has really has started focusing on growth in this competitive environment. In the past, there was a little greater focus, particularly in the pre-COVID and around the COVID times, where we were a little more focused on the margin and the bottom line only. Then I think the key change was if we miss the bus in growth, I think the company stands to lose overall in the long-term perspective. I think that would be the key change that has happened over the last 4 to 5 years.
So some of our peers are actually calling out decline in steel business and talking about the pan-India, you know, decline on YOY basis. But we have seen 22% same-store sales growth. So any reason why we have like a very different kind of result versus the overall market? Why are we taking market share or what is happening?
I think two things are happening. One is certainly we would have taken some market share. Second thing is we did, if you see in our results, in the steel segment, we have grown quite substantially in the flat products, where we also had a slightly lower base. We have been talking about in the last year and a half, we've been saying that the company's focus is going to be greater in the flat products area. So I think that has also yielded better results and resulting in good growth.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Shah from Fusion Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm audible, right? Hello?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, congrats on a great set of number and continuing the growth momentum. My question was on our NCLT case. So I was going through the case details. In the last 2 months, like on 26 May and 27 June, there were two hearings subject on the final hearing. So what happened on that key, every time it is 1 month delay? So is there any confusion on that date?
There is no confusion. I would not like to take this answer on a public forum, but there's to be very honest, there's absolutely no confusion. I think it is just, procedural or I don't know what, delays, that's all I can say as of now. As far as we go, whatever has been formalities, everything has been fulfilled well in advance.
Okay, so we are confident of completing the entire demerger and the listing in Q3 FY26, right?
I mean, we were very confident to close it in H1 itself, but I mean, you know, the honorable courts, a little bit we are at the mercy of the courts, so we can't really predict as to exactly how they would react, or you know, if there's there's a leave of a judge on the in the bench on a particular day, things could get delayed. But yes, we do hope and we anticipate that we should, get it done. Because once the NCLT process is over, I think a lot of it then comes back onto the company where the next bit of the procedures have to be, you know, fulfilled. So a lot of formalities after that, but which is more in our control.
Got it. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishant Bhatt from Equity Works Limited. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, my question, first of all, you know, congratulations on a great set of numbers and on the margin expansion. After a long time, you know, there has been a margin expansion in the company. My question was regarding two things. First, is the Foshia Ceramics, right? How has that, you know, part been building out? What are the, consumer feedback you are getting from that build out?
So when it comes to Foshia, we've got great feedback from customers in terms of quality and our pricing. I think we're doing well in that segment, but as you know, overall, the ceramic segment has been a bit dull for the last 6 months in the market. So we're also facing a bit of a slowdown there. But we are confident that we can stick to our growth plans and continue building the brand.
Okay. And my next question was regarding the same thing. See, The ceramic segment, I think overall, you know, the market was subpar for the past, you know, three to four years because of, you know, no exports from the Morbi region. Currently, I think because the UK FTA has been announced, and do you think because of that, you know, some exports can happen and, you know, it will, you know, help in easing out for the domestic, you know, branded players?
I think it's too early days to, you know, understand the entire FTA agreement. But yes, positively looking at it, it could help us to a small extent.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's all. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Donil Desai from Total Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning everyone. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. So, the first question is on the building product side, the non-steel business. You know, the entire industry has been you know, operating in a very challenging environment since last 2-3 years, but we have been able to grow, you know, at a very decent pace. Probably this is the first quarter where we are seeing very significant moderation in growth. So, one is something which has changed, or now going forward, should we assume that because of the higher base, now, you know, feel kind of more be aligned with the growth that is happening in the industry? How should we look at the growth going forward?
So, I think what has also happened is compared to one is we had a lower base and we were growing rapidly. We've also seen the last 3 months there has been more of a hit in the two big southern states we operate in, being Karnataka and Andhra Telangana. I think that is also with a bit of a slowdown in Kerala as well as cash flows. I think that's kind of what has hit many players in this industry. And since our non-steel is dominant to south, we also did face a brunt in that. I think going forward, we are looking to still keep up to our guidance numbers, still push our growth. I think the company is working hard towards that, and I think it's too early to say whether it will be muted for the whole year, but we are definitely looking to get back on that growth momentum.
Okay. Second question on the steel side, you know, since we are not adding, you know, more square footages and the number of stores, a large part of our growth has to come from SSFC, as you also indicated in the presentation. So generally, sir, our understanding is that in retail business, to sustain this kind of SSFC is very, very difficult. So what are we doing to ensure that we are currently at 20% plus kind of SSFC, that we sustain this number?
I think one of the things which I have been, I mean, I mentioned even about a year earlier, is that the first objective is to try and sweat out our existing retail stores and our fulfillment centers to the maximum possible. I think that's something we have been working very, very, very hard to keep, you know, pushing our existing stores to the maximum level possible. And though we have added 2 stores this quarter, I think that you will find that in the ensuing, the second half of the year, we will be adding 2-3 more stores. So it is not that we are not going to be adding new outlets at all. We have been definitely very slow at adding outlets in the last 2-3 years. But that will slowly but steadily gain momentum over the next few years. Because we are also completely aware that to sustain such high SSGs are going to be difficult without opening stores in the future. So we have been, our simple strategy in the last 3 years has been sweat it out, push and see that we get the maximum out of our existing stores. So I think, yes, like you correctly mentioned, I think the, you know, it is going to, that kind of a momentum on SSG going forward will be tougher without adding, you know, newer opportunities and adding newer centers. So I think that is something we are very much working at.
And one follow-up on this. So I think we, you know, we did very well on the PET side. And I think, so is this also one of the reasons why our SSFC has been high, because the flat steel products have been added and it has grown much faster because of the low base?
Very much, very much.
Okay, and that you think that on flat, higher than company growth is possible given the low base and much larger market?
Definitely.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Definitely.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. So am I audible?
Very much.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity and many congratulations for a great set of numbers. So just first up, do we have any kind of inventory gain in this quarter? As you indicated in the last quarter, I think we have some steel prices increase in month of March and April, and so some inventory gain was expected this quarter.
Yeah, there are some inventory gain in this quarter, approximately around 5 crores inventory gain we got in this quarter.
5 crores inventory gain. And how has been the steel prices? In the coming quarters, we expect, any kind of inventory gain or loss? Some indication on that would be helpful, sir.
The steel prices did go up in April, and then it sort of plateaued in May, and it has come down in June and July too. So we are more or less where we started in March is where we are pretty much back there as far as July goes. But the good news is that it is sort of plateauing out, and it's at least with what we anticipate in the next 2 months, certainly I think it will be a sort of a steady pricing rather than a downward pricing which we saw over the whole of last year. So I think it's sort of plateauing out, yes.
Plateauing. So ideally in the coming quarters we should not be expecting any kind of, any major inventory gain or loss. It largely will be flattish gain, right?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. I got that. And now, if I have to bifurcate this, demerger that is expected. Now, if we want to bifurcate whatever interest expense, how should one look at? This 12 crores per quarter of interest and depreciation, 4 crores per quarter. So, how should one look at individually for manufacturing and the marketplace business, if that you can provide?
So first quarter when you are saying 9 crores is towards marketplace and around 3 crores is towards manufacturing.
So your voice was muffled. Can you just repeat, please?
Out of 12 crores, around 9 crores is towards marketplace and 3 crores is towards manufacturing.
Okay. That's interesting. What about depreciation?
Depreciation will be almost similar, around 4 crores. Depreciation around 2 crores each in both the
2 crores each. So interest cost 9 crores is for marketplace in the first quarter and depreciation about 2 crores.
Correct.
And how would the debt bifurcation be? What would be current debt and how will the individual business be allocated that debt?
Now, current debt is around 550 crores, including acceptance. Mm-hmm. So, in that, around 125 crores is manufacturing and the balance is the marketplace.
So 125 crores is manufacturing and balance would be the
yes.
marketplace.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Fair enough. That's very clear. And so in terms of your margins aspiration in your marketplace, so currently this quarter it was around 3.3%, right? So how should one look at, if we have to see next 2 years, what sort of aspiration we can have in the marketplace EBITDA margins?
Yeah, we are looking at building up in the next couple of years. We should move up to closer to 4%.
In next 2 years, 4%, which was close to about 3.3%, in this quarter.
From the current level.
Okay, 4%. And just one final query from my side. On a consolidated basis, if I adjust for this 5 crores of inventory gain, so your adjusted EBITDA margin is close to 3.3% as compared to your reported EBITDA margin of 3.6%. So can one take that as a base, 3.3% as a base going forward, or how should one look at overall on the margins front?
I think you can take that as a conservative base.
On 3.3%?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. That would be it from my side. All the very best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Chetan Damania from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Not so clearly, if you could just be a little louder, please.
So just wanted to check in terms of our store expansion. As you indicated that we are cementing ourselves more stronger in the central market with the opening of a store in Jabalpur. So for FY26, in terms of our roadmap or layout, you can help us understand the new stores that will be opening up.
I think there will be a mix. I think it won't just be central. There will also be certain territories in the south and other parts of the west that we are looking to expand our stores. But definitely the focus is western and central India too.
But in terms of the numbers of stores, can we assume that we'll be opening up 5 to 6 stores or it will be lower than that?
It should be around 4.
It will be around 4. So a store every quarter that probably we can probably look at in FY26.
Yes, yes. Not every quarter, I'm talking about the second
quarter. Check from second quarter, yeah. Yeah. And sir, on the working capital, definitely we have seen some improvement, marginal improvement in working capital as compared to FY25. But going ahead with the marketplace and the demergers in place, how shall one look at your working capital cycle for 26-27?
No, we will continue with the 30 days of net working capital cycle.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Tokas from FVC. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
My question is about Pike. Did you mention what the growth rate was in Pike?
Yes, we did. The growth rate
about 30% is the growth rate in Pike.
30%.
Yes.
And what do you expect? What does the outlook look like for Pike specifically?
See, Pipes, I would say that this year, if we sustain this, it may not hold on to the same because Q1 was a slightly lower base. I think if we can sustain and hold on to a 20% over the next 3 quarters and sustain that over the year, I think we should have done a pretty good job.
All right. Thank you very much. That was my only question.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ankur Kumar, Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers. Sir, I wanted to understand on this volume target of 1 million ton. Our Q1 run rate of 2.38 is lower than that number. So, and I think Q2 could have monsoon effect. So this number, will it be lower in Q2? And how should we look at going into second half, sir?
See, if you look at normally, Q1 is generally starts fairly muted, and quite often Q1 numbers are lower than Q4. This year we have bested Q4 by a small percentage. That's number one. Number two is this year the monsoon also started very early. Actually, most of May and June have been very much like a very kind of a monsoony period. So, and thirdly, it is always the second half that does much better starting from around November to March. And even if we take last year's numbers, it would have been sort of a 40-60 kind of a ratio. So, I think we are very confident despite 2.38 being about 24% for the whole year instead of, you know, bang on as 25. I think we are very confident that we should be able to achieve our targeted numbers.
So can we expect like say 40-45 in 1H and rest in second half?
Definitely.
Got it. Sure. That's it for my session. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Apoorva Bandis, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yep. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity and congratulations for the good set of numbers. So my question is on the trade receivables. How much is it as of today, like as of Q1, and like if you can share the breakup between the manufacturing and the marketplace?
Trade receivable is around 800 crores. That is coming around 37 days.
Okay.
Where when you are seeing the breakup, in marketplace, we'll be approximately around 38 days and around 17 days in manufacturing.
Okay. Okay, and so my question is on the growth in the build pro. Like in the FY25, we did the revenue of around 5,267 crore, right? So, like, how much growth can we expect in the marketplace business?
We're guiding at our opening said at the beginning of the year, guiding at 20-25% growth for the marketplace.
Okay, and like from where it would be coming, like from adding in new stores or something else? Also would be there.
Oh, I think as we talked about our product mix, our push and growth in central and western India, as well as consolidation and more growth in the southern states as well, with growth coming from other flat products in steel and from non-steel.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Love Gupta from Counter Cyclic Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to understand what products will be manufacturing in the manufacturing segment and what would be the margin profile for the segment.
So, currently the manufacturing, we do precision tubes, steel tubes, which are used largely in automobile and bus building and so on. We also make color-coated profiles. And we make other steel sections in like purlins, Z-purlins, C-purlins, etc. So this is broadly what we do in the manufacturing side. We also do a small quantity of cold rolled sheets, etc. So this is mostly goes into industry and some amount in infrastructure area. So these are the products that we manufacture.
And what would be the margin profile for this segment?
See, at an EBITDA level, we are really not producing on capacity. We barely use about 50% of our capacity. So currently, we are at a very muted EBITDA of around 2.5%, so which is something we hope to work on and improve post the merger, demerger.
Okay, and what would be the steel volume growth we can expect for FY26?
Sorry, I didn't get that question.
Sorry, what would be the steel volume growth we can expect for FY26?
We can expect in the range of around 20% average. We've done about 35 in the first quarter, but conservatively we can take it at around 20% in this quarter, for the whole year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raj Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations. And we have shown the paid levels like even more than Q4. So what's the guidance on the paid level for the coming quarters and for this financial event?
That level will be around 500 to 558 crores. As a console level or standalone level, you are asking? Can you repeat the question again?
Can you repeat again? Like your voice is muffled.
No, the question, can you repeat again?
Yeah, actually I was asking about the paid guidance, paid level guidance for this financial year and upcoming quarters.
So that level will be approximately around 100 crores.
Okay. But we have shown like 32 crores, right, this quarter. So okay, can we expect around 120 crores or 100 crores?
Here, what I said, the debt level is, other than that, the acceptance are there. All together, approximately around 500 crores will be the total debt level.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. for taking my question. Sir, I wanted to understand, you said we have 5 crore of 5 crore of inventory gain in this quarter. But if I look at Indian steel future prices, they seem to be coming down in April, May and June. So can you comment what exactly helped us in that?
So I think, as you said, steel prices did have a gain in April. It came down, I think, steadied in May and did come down in June. So I think April was, I think, where we would have had a little bit of inventory gain.
Actually, the price drop has not been that significant in the months of May and June. I think July is where there has been a significant drop. So the we were able to gain in the last quarter.
And sir, on the volume side, what should be the steel volume we can expect in Q2 given this is monsoon quarter?
I think if we are able to sustain our last quarter, if we are able to sustain what we have done in quarter one, I think we should be on a very good wicket.
Got it, sir. And sir, in July you said steel prices have come down. Can you comment how much percentage roughly?
We'll know the exact pricing by the end of the month, but we know it would be, there is a down in this month. Because normally the pricing, there will be an announcement and then we get to know the exact numbers towards the month end.
Sure, sir. Thank you, Nolans.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sue Kumar Srinivas for closing comments.
I thank all the participants of this conference for having taken out time on a working morning and listening to us patiently. So thank you very much, and we look forward to hearing from you in the next quarter. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Shankara Building Products Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.